The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of the North Pole Podcast. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. The year of 2020 has been a bit different, not only for us at the North Pole, but for people around the world. As the Christmas season approaches, the websites of the North Pole have been very busy. This is because a lot of folks are in quarantine or maybe on furlough from work or perhaps going to school only part-time or doing school at home. For whatever the reasons, the North Pole websites have been busy all year long, and we've seen a much higher volume of mail coming in, including questions for Elf Crash Murphy. We thought that instead of just jumping in with short versions of question and answer sessions that we normally do with Crash during the season on Kringle Radio, we'd start with an extended conversation here on the North Pole Podcast to kind of start the season. Crash, are you ready to answer the questions coming in?
Not really, Frank. I know what some of those questions are going to be, and I'm not sure I want to talk about some of that stuff.
You mean all the questions that we're getting about Santa and the coronavirus?
Well, yeah, Frank. How do I honestly answer those? Santa has not had the virus, which means he might be prone to get it if he gets exposed. So I can't rightfully say that he won't get it. And if he does get it, I can't rightfully say that the virus will keep him out of business for a few days, a few weeks, or a few months. This whole virus is bad business, Frank.
That's all true, Crash, and I think what you say kind of illustrates why we're getting so many questions about it. Folks all over the world are having to deal with the unpredictable thing that this virus is, and it's making things very uncertain for them. And they don't like to think about things being uncertain for Santa Claus and Christmas.
And I don't want to be the one to do it, Frank. I used to like this job of answering questions, but not this year.
Well, how did this happen in the first place, Crash? I thought Elf Ernest was Santa's answer man, being the head of public relations and all. Why isn't Elf Ernest doing this stuff?
Well, the public relations department has grown so much over the years, Frank. My goodness. Ernest has to handle the news, the social media, the mass media, all the incoming mail, and that's not to mention the staff he now has with the websites, the North Pole Gazette, you know, the newspaper, North Pole Radio News, a couple radio stations, and, oh, golly, tons of reporters. That poor guy just doesn't have time to put his pants on right, Frank.
I didn't know his pants were a problem, Crash. So, how did this get delegated to you?
Well, my job as an eye-in-the-sky reporter is only part-time, Frank, you know that. And the rest of the time, I kind of work in Tracker Elf recruiting and training. For whatever reason, they thought I had time for this, too, and I've been glad to do it, Frank. I really enjoy hearing from the kids, especially, and answering their questions. I've done meetings with groups of children in schools and stuff, and I really like that. I really get a kick out of them, and they're always so very nice to me.
Have you done much of that this year, Crash?
No, nobody has. Not even Santa's been out about this year, and it doesn't look like he's going to be able to do much of that either, Frank. I know that disappoints a lot of people. It disappoints me, too.
Crash, I think part of the reason they ask you to answer questions is because the children especially like you on the radio. You get a lot of mail and questions in that mail from children because of the things that you say while you're on the air. I think that's why Elf Ernest and others thought you would be right for this part of the job.
Well, Elf Ed Zachary was doing some of this work, but I don't think he's very right for the radio.
Too confrontational?
Well, yeah, you don't want to look at that elf weird, Frank. He'll tear you apart in a minute.
Elf Ed Zachary is famous for his skills of defending Santa, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and I'll never say anything in front of that guy that might be construed as criticism of Santa Claus. That guy can explain anything about Christmas, but you don't suffer no fools.
All the more reason why it makes sense to me that they have you answering questions, Crash. Our audience, both here on the podcast and on the radio, is really an audience of believers. They are people who are curious and who have questions. There's no need to defend Santa with people like that.
I would agree with that, Frank, but that's why I don't want to let them down. I wish, really, I wish that I had good answers about this virus thing, but I just don't, Frank.
Well, if we can't answer their questions about the virus and Santa, what can we tell them? What is the North Pole doing about this thing?
Well, for starters, keeping Santa healthy is a good first step. All year long, Santa and Mrs. Claus have been working to stay healthy. So Santa's in great shape this year. He's been working out and eating a lot of greens and getting good sleep. He's very healthy, Frank.
Crash, I'm afraid to ask this, but Santa is no spring chicken. Those whiskers on his face are white. So I know he's not a kid. How likely is he to get this virus because of his age?
Well, when this thing started last spring, the North Pole did a lot to inform those of us here, and you know, they gave us classes and stuff about the virus and how to avoid it. Do you remember that, Frank?
I do. We had classes on how to properly wash our hands, keep our sleighs clean, and our homes and stuff like that.
Well, as part of that whole to-do, I went to a workshop given by the North Pole Clinic of Health with Dr. Lionel, and we talked about Mr. and Mrs. Claus. I remember him saying that, yes, because of Santa's age, he was more prone to get the virus, just as any older man like him would. But he said each case is a little different, and that because Santa is such an experienced world traveler, Dr. Lionel thinks that Santa has better immunity than most men his age.
Does that mean Santa can't get the virus?
No, it doesn't mean that at all, Frank. I think it means the chances that he might get it are smaller.
Crash, let me cut to the chase here and just tell you what the kids are thinking. I have a letter here from Chelsea, 9 years old, from Wichita in the United States. Straight up, Chelsea asks, if Santa gets the virus in December, does that mean Christmas is canceled?
No, it doesn't mean that at all, Frank.
So you're saying that Santa would just deliver anyway? That would be extraordinarily dangerous. If Santa is carrying the virus and he goes into homes all over the world on Christmas, as he usually does, well, it would infect millions and cause a health crisis that would be unprecedented in modern times.
I'm not saying that, Frank. Of course Santa would not do that any more than he would enter into a home with his hair on fire.
What are we going to do if this happens to Santa? What then?
Well, I suppose that would explain all the extra training some elves have been receiving these past few months.
What training? Are you suggesting someone other than Santa could deliver this Christmas?
Maybe.
Crash, this is some pretty stunning news. We should do a story on this.
No, we shouldn't, Frank. That would build people's expectations. If there's a story here to be told, it's that Santa always has a backup plan. Things go wrong sometimes. Happens to everybody, but Santa is as successful as he is every Christmas because he thinks of everything, Frank. And I'm telling you, Santa has already thought this through, and by the time Christmas comes around, thousands of elves and reindeer will be ready to step up if Santa can't do it himself.
Crash, have you ever gone down a chimney?
Yeah, Frank, and I can tell you it's not that great of an experience.
Well, why did you do it then?
Because Santa asked me to.
Can you talk about this, Crash? Is Santa okay with it?
Well, I won't tell you who it was for or why it happened, but it happened and it taught me a lot about what Santa goes through, the good and the bad. It was a learning experience for sure.
So, are you one of those elves to get this training?
Well, I'm the first elf who got that training, Frank, because, well, I'm an elf that's already out there. I follow Santa the whole way, every year, so I'm the first backup that Santa has.
Well, that's quite the addition to your resume.
Actually, it's not, Frank. I just don't want to do it. If I have to do it, I'll do it, but I don't want to do it.
Why not? You'd be world famous.
Well, I'm already world famous, Frank. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
But Crash, think of a...
If I have to jump out of my sleigh and into chimneys, Frank, it's the worst possible news in the world. It means that Santa can't go down chimneys. It would be horrible news for the world if that happened.
I see what you're saying, Crash. You're right. That would be horrible. So, we've got to keep Santa healthy.
Yes, that's right. Can you see why I don't want to answer Chelsea's question?
Yes, you're right. Let's move on to the next one. This one is from Lenny in Sydney, Australia. He wants to know if Santa is going to visit wearing a mask this Christmas.
Well, that's a fair question. There's only one answer to it. If the law there requires that Santa will have to wear a mask, then Santa will wear a mask. The North Pole has a long-standing policy of compliance with local laws.
We've not seen a lot of masks here at the North Pole Crash because we've been in lockdown and nobody's gone anywhere. We're very lucky. We have not yet had to do masks. Is Santa practicing wearing a mask?
A little bit, Frank, but I think he's about to get a lot more practice. I'm told that Santa will be traveling once again very soon.
He will? Before Christmas?
Yeah, I've seen his itinerary. I know he's headed for Canada for Thanksgiving with Mrs. Claus's family.
Well, that's some breaking news, Crash. Do you know of any other destinations where Santa might be headed before Christmas?
Well, they're talking about maybe a tour of some of the reindeer ranches.
Well, what about meetings with people, seeing the kids, Crash?
I don't think they know that yet, Frank. Honestly, that's going to be more up to the people than to Santa, Frank. If communities are having to shut down schools because of sickness, you know they won't want people to gather to line up to see Santa Claus. Santa's going to follow the will of each community.
This is going to be a tough season for some folks if they can't see Santa this year. We're seeing it in our mail like crazy. What is Santa going to do about that?
I think it's kind of a good lesson for folks, Frank. Santa can't solve every problem. He has to deal with this in a way that keeps himself and others safe. So Santa will be doing a lot of chats and video chats and phone calls. If he does end up in a public setting, he'll be social distancing just like the rest of us.
Is there anything else the North Pole can do about this?
Well, actually, the North Pole's been sending doctors and scientists all over the world to work on education and things like vaccines. The North Pole, unfortunately, has a lot of experience with viruses, Frank.
Funny you bring that up, Crash, because this is another common theme in our mail. People are worried about a recurrence of the Bah Humbug virus. It hit us pretty hard here 3 or 4 years ago, and people are worried that it could be coming back.
I think we're safe from that this year, Frank. Like others, the North Pole has been worried about it. But I'm told they have certain markers that they look for when they test the water and the air and the snow and the glitter and everything else at the North Pole. And then they even have testing elves at the clinic. I'm told they're not seeing anything yet that might make the Bah Humbug virus a concern this year. So they're not worried about it.
Well, that's some good news. Let's turn now to a question from Taylor, who is 7 years old and lives in California in the United States. Taylor asks if the reindeer can get the virus.
So far, they're telling us that no, the reindeer cannot get or carry this virus.
Crash, we had word a month ago or so about reindeer returning to the North Pole to help with the test flights of Santa's sleigh, and I've seen a good number of them around, but when do the rest of them return? Isn't it about their time?
It is, but Santa isn't too worried about them, and if Santa's not concerned, then I'm not concerned. They will be here when they need to be here.
Okay, we have a question here from Tilly, who's 6 years old from the UK. She asks a reindeer question a lot of children are asking, Crash. She wants to know how to adopt a pet reindeer.
I don't know if I would recommend keeping a reindeer as a pet.
Well, why not, Crash? You are around a reindeer a lot. You would know why this isn't a good idea, I guess.
A reindeer are great, Frank. I love them. But I just don't think they could be anyone's pet. They might consider you their pet, but they themselves would never let themselves be a pet.
That sounds just like my cat, Crash.
Your cat's named Godzilla for a reason, Frank.
Good point. Reindeer are kind of big to be pets, right?
Oh, yeah, they need a lot of room. Reindeer need to be able to run and to fly around. You can't keep a reindeer on a leash.
Another good point, Crash. I've got a question here from 13-year-old Maddie in Texas. She wants to know if she is too old now to get gifts. She thinks that maybe Santa turned his job over to her parents, getting gifts for her and all.
Well, Frank, I'm a little surprised by that. I mean, I get it. Maddie's 13 and all, and that's a tough assignment. But you're never too old to believe in Santa Claus, Frank. It takes some people a long time to learn that.
Yeah, I was a little shocked to see that question, too, Crash. Maddie is pretty famous here at the North Pole. Santa has talked about how amazing she is to almost all of us, I think.
Yeah, I think Santa might want to talk to her about this himself. I'll mention it to him. Thanks for the heads up, Frank.
He also might want to talk to Angela in North Carolina. She asks how she is supposed to believe in Santa when she doesn't have any proof that he's real.
Well, what does she want, Frank? His driver's license or something?
She doesn't say, Crash.
Well, Santa shows up for millions of people around the world every Christmas, Frank. He gets his picture taken with millions of kids. He's all over the news and stuff. How much more proof does she need?
I know, Crash. I mean, we look pretty dumb, just two guys here talking on the radio all the time about Santa Claus. How silly do we look if Santa's not real?
I know, Frank. I know. That paycheck I get every week with Santa's signature on it would be something I would miss a lot, Frank.
Another good point, Crash. You're on a roll. One last question. Elf Bernard has a big fan in Australia. I don't want to say her name, but let's just say she wants to date Elf Bernard. She's got a huge crush on him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's one of those stories. Do you think I should break the news to her, Crash?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I think we should just tell her that we'll pass the message on to Bernard and just leave it at that.
Crash, what happens to all the fan mail that elves like you and Elf Bernard receive?
You mean you don't get fan mail, Frank?
No, I don't know why that is, Crash, but I don't. I mean, I got a letter once from the Ladies Auxiliary in Biloxi, Mississippi, once asking my advice on making eggnog, but no, I don't get the mail like some of the other elves do. I know you get a lot of mail, Crash.
Well, I appreciate the letters, Frank, but most of those letters come from children, and they ask for things I cannot possibly give them, like sleigh rides to the North Pole and such.
How do you find time to answer them all?
Well, I don't, Frank. I answer some, but most I turn over to Santa, and if there's a big problem to worry about, you know, Santa will know what to do. And I just don't have the time to handle all the mail I receive. I frankly don't know how Santa does it.
Crash, thanks for taking the time for a longer version of question and answer for the North Pole podcast. I think this gets us off to a fast start this year.
It does, Frank, and I know we'll have a chance to do a lot more between now and Christmas, so I hope folks keep listening to the North Pole podcast and the North Pole radio news.
I think we're going to have more listeners than ever this year, Crash. Get your vocal cords all tuned up there, will you? And that does it for this episode of the North Pole Podcast. Please join us year-round at SantaUpdate.com and on Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio as we bring you live radio news reports of Santa around the world. For North Pole Radio News and the North Pole Podcast, I'm Elf Frank Murr with Elf Crash Murphy on the Kringle Radio Network.